WTAW News time is 7:32. It is 63 degrees. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan City Council members this week unanimously approved spending an additional $175,000 on fire department uniforms. That caught the attention of Councilwoman Marka Ewer-Shirtliff.
I was very pleased, and I'm sure the rest of y'all will be too, to read in our staff report that we need more uniforms because we've had record hiring and promotions and an unprecedented number of personnel coming on.
Shirtliff noted the difficulty of recruiting new city employees.
We are all looking forward to having a fully staffed fire department. I think this is evidence that we're moving in the right direction.
Shirtliff also said more uniforms have arrived following supply chain delays. More park equipment is being installed around the city of Bryan. That was included in this week's Bryan City Council monthly update from City Manager Keene Register.
New park amenities including picnic tables, trash receptacles, benches, barbecue grills, swings, solar lighting, and court surfacing are being installed at park locations throughout the city. An installation of the new playgrounds for Austin Colony Park and Shirewood Park begin this week, and those should also be complete in April.
Register says two more projects will be completed next month at the golf course, adding trees near hole number 6 and replacing a bridge near hole number 9. For the first time, groundwater sources used by the cities of Bryan and College Station will also be used outside the boundaries of the Brazos Valley Groundwater District. The Bryan City Council was told this week about a water export permit that was issued by Public Works Director Jason Barfneck, who is a member of the Groundwater District Board.
Groundwater in Robertson County to export that water to four counties, Williamson County, Travis County, and a couple other counties over in that area.
The topic came up before the Bryan Council approved renewing a contract with a lawyer from Austin who has represented the city on water and wastewater issues.
He handles groundwater district matters. He also handled our recent wastewater treatment plant permit that went to the State Office of Administrative Hearings process. We just wrapped that up, so his firm was also involved in that.
The council unanimously approved increasing the contract from $100,000 to $225,000 to cover additional expenses related to a contested hearing before the state regarding a wastewater discharge permit. The College Station City Council takes the next step towards separated bicycle lanes coming to George Bush Drive between Texas and Welburn. Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuhnha asked city staff to add College Station ISD in the loop as this project progresses.
There is a lot of parents who park in the bicycle lane on George Bush Drive for long periods of time while they are queuing to pick up their kids from school. Once we put that separated bike lane in there, they will have to observe the law and not park in the bike lanes anymore because it will not be physically possible.
The council awarded a $235,000 design contract for a project that will also include modifications to existing traffic signals and intersections, as well as the widening of some existing sections of sidewalk where bicycles converge. Bryan police respond to a fight south of Navarro Elementary School Tuesday night. One person who was stabbed drove themselves to the emergency room. A second person was found in another ER after being struck multiple times. A BPD spokesman tells WTW News that neither person is willing to provide information about who they were fighting. This took place on Marsh Street, which is off Woodville Road. Neither person sustained life-threatening injuries. A Bryan police officer stopping a car Tuesday night because a taillight was out arrested the driver for driving with an invalid license with 8 prior convictions. 49-year-old David Palicka of Caldwell is out of jail after posting a $3,000 bond. Governor Abbott wants a grassroots effort to get state lawmakers to renew economic development incentives that expired at the end of last year.
You need to not just match, you need to overwhelm the opponents to it with your support for it. You literally can, with your own 5 minutes, make a meaningful difference on whether or not we do have new economic development tools.
Before the state laws expired, Brazos County commissioners used incentives for the latest expansion at Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies, and the Bryan City Council used incentives towards an upcoming multi-million dollar conversion of the LaSalle Hotel into a Marriott boutique property. Brazos County's new congressman has officially opened his district office. Michael McCall of Austin shared the reception he received during an in-person visit on our show.
What a fantastic opening of our flagship office for Flagship University. And, it's going to be our central headquarters and going to help the people of District 10. Anything you need, give us a call.
McCall's office is in Century Square, across from where his triplets are seniors at Texas A&M. WTAW News time is 7:37. It's 63 degrees. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620 94.5 WTAW.